Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks. It's the AMSUL Dealer Call for our team, and today is Monday, May 16th, 2016. Thanks for getting on the call tonight. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about geometric growth in your AMSUL business. But first up, don't forget, Carol Bell is going to have a teleconference, the Bell Team teleconference. That's this Thursday, May 17th. It's the same call-in number that you called in to listen on this call. It's at the same time, at 7 p.m. Central Time. So Thursday, May 17th, 7 p.m. Central. It's going to be a great call talking about retailers, retail on the shelf accounts. I think she's going to have a special guest, as well as Craig Hamrick, AMSUL Direct Jobber, talking about OE synthetic motor oils and transmission fluid. So don't miss that call. Also, don't forget, AMSUL has a webinar. They've been doing periodic webinars about the new training, T1, T2, T3, T4 certification training is a webinar on Wednesday. Today is the 6th. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the 17th, which is when, we got our dates crossed up. The 18th, for Wednesday the 18th for the AMSUL and Thursday the 19th for Carol Bell teleconference. So don't forget, the AMSUL webinar is at 6 p.m. Central. Be sure to check the dealer zone. You do have to register for that, and it is on your computer, so you have to be able to have access to your computer at that time. So be sure to check that out in the AMSUL dealer zone for Wednesday, the 18th of May. And then again, Carol Bell teleconference is Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. That's what's going on. But I'm talking about a little bit about geometric growth. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to Success. I listen to Business. I listen to Sales. It's all kinds of things on podcasts. When I drive in the car, if I'm not talking on the phone to a client or another dealer on our team, I'm listening to something successful. I do not listen to the radio very, very rarely. And when I try to listen to the radio, it lasts all about 2 minutes. I turn off because I can't absolutely stand it. So I listened to this podcast, and it was actually Robert Kiyosaki was doing an interview, and he the guy who was interviewing was talking about geometric growth. In particular, he was talking about what the future holds for different things, and some of it was financial and some of it was success-based and whatnot, but it made me think of our AMSUL business and how to achieve that geometric growth. And what really stood out in my mind was how he explained the geometric growth or compound growth. We've all heard the penny a day story, the good illustration of the power of geometric growth. Let's say you start on the first day of the month and you put a penny in your bank account, and then you double that penny every day for 30 days. So at the end of the first day, you have 2 cents. At day 7, you only have 64 cents. By day 21, you have $10,000. But then by day 30, you have $5,368,708 that have compounded over those 30 days. When I was listening to the podcast, the guy kind of said the same thing, but said you have a little dropper that puts out a drop of water, and that drop of water doubles every second. And he says you are in the largest football stadium that there is, the largest one that you can find. And you're handcuffed to the top level nosebleed seats of the thing. And he says, how long do you think it would take to fill that thing up? And so people would say, well, it would take a month, or it would take 6 months, or it would take a year to fill this football stadium. It's it's watertight, so no leaks can get out of it. And he says, no, it would take 54 minutes for that thing to fill up. And he said at 47 minutes, the actual thing is only like a third full. You would think, well, this thing is never going to catch me. But what the thing is over time, and as you're doubling, as you're increasing that compounding, it's the last bit that really gains attraction, just like in the penny a day. You know, day 21, you're at 10,000, but by day 30, you're at 5 million. So the last couple of times that that thing turns over and compounds is where the real growth happens. The problem is I think, especially in a business like Amsoil, is that people don't wait to that last part. They quit or they give up or they don't do what's necessary to get to that part where you get the geometric growth. So duplication means teaching someone else what you do. When the two of you each teach another person, then you duplicate that again. So you sponsor somebody and you teach them what you know, and then you sponsor and they sponsor, you just doubled your business, and then you can keep that going. You quadruple your business, and you can combine these strengths of the Amsoil business, and you've got a remarkable system for success that anyone can do it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It doesn't take special brain surgery skills in order to do this. You just have to choose to do it. So study some of these concepts and learn it, and then learn how to explain it and watch your business grow and duplicate and so on and so on. So strength number one is build a foundation of customers and accounts. That's all of us. We just can't just spot, you know, if you duplicate zero, it doesn't matter how many times you duplicate zero, you will always have zero. Just remember that. So we have to build a foundation of customers and accounts. Strength number two is sponsoring others into your business that may be interested in the business opportunity. That's number two, and don't be afraid to do that. And then strength number three, find those that you sponsored who are actually interested in building the business and teach them how the business works. Those are the three strengths of how the Amsoil business works. The business works by gaining some customers, finding others that are interested in Amsoil products and the business opportunity, then working with those that want to be serious about it. One thing to note is that true success in this industry starts with a few customers. Others who love products and want to buy it without getting involved with the business. And Amsoil, even from day one, has always said that this is a product-focused business opportunity. We don't make money off of sponsoring dealers in the business. We, as Amsoil, independent Amsoil dealers, make money when a product is sold, and that product can either be sold individually to an individual, it can be sold to a business, that's the business-to-business accounts, it can be sold to someone you have sponsored into the business opportunity that is buying the products at dealer cost, whether they're using it themselves or selling it to other people that they know. So that's one. That's how we make business, is we gather customers. And one important thing to know, that true success starts with those customers. So you got to have customers. And, you know, the people who that don't want to be part of the business opportunity, it takes a few of those to get started, and I would say more than a few. It takes a serious amount. Amsoil specifically says, especially with the commercial retail side of the business, they give you a incentive to become an account direct. That's about 25 commercial retail accounts and 1,000 commission credits. That is what they define as a serious builder of commercial retail accounts. So maybe focusing on that in the beginning of your business is a smart idea, and I'd always recommend starting with gathering customers as the first thing all dealers should do. But there becomes a point in time that if you don't want to just be working by yourself hard for the rest of your life, that maybe sponsoring some dealers that can help duplicate your business is a key to long-lasting residual income. So geometric growth could also be compounding. The key to remember that it takes time to compound. You remember the penny scenario, like I said, the magic doesn't happen until the last 7 days. And this is also true in the Amsoil business. Most dealers give up or quit before the real magic starts. And I know it doesn't sound very successful when you go from zero customers to one customer, but you just remember you had that was 100% growth in your business by gaining one customer. And when you go from one customer to two customers, that's another 100% growth. So you had 200% growth by just gaining two customers. And of course, two to four, that's another 100% growth in your business. But what happens when you get to 500 or 1,000 or 5,000 customers? But you have to start somewhere. And we all start at the exact same place. We started by filling out the AMSL dealer. We didn't start, you know, with 1,000 question customers and then became a dealer. We became a dealer, and then we started with one customer and then two, five, ten, what have you, and went up from there. So we all started with zero customers and built it up. So how do you achieve this type of growth in your business? The key is attracting people by the person you become, not the person you want. So you have to become a better person to attract the right people. If you listen to any kind of motivational stuff, Jim Rohn, and I'm sure Todd Falcone talks about that, Brian Tracy, all these trainers, they talk about that, becoming the person to attract the success that you want. You see, why do you think that the average independent AMSOIL dealer has less than one dealer sponsored into their business? There's several reasons, of course, but one reason is that they're not focused on that activity. They might be focused on other activities. Another reason is that they haven't created the success in their own business. Therefore, they don't have the self-belief that it's possible to have the type of business that they want. So they don't have the customers. And then in order to find others who want to do it. And finally, another reason is they haven't been successful in sponsors because they don't understand the power of what I'm talking about tonight, the power of exponential or geometric growth in your business. If you don't understand that, you don't work on it. It's like I don't understand rocket science, so therefore I don't understand how it's going to help me out. You know, it could propel me to the moon or whatever. Well, I don't understand how it works, so I don't have no interest in going to the moon, I guess. It's kind of my analogy, but I understand how geometric growth works. I understand compounding. Ben Franklin called it the ninth wonder of the world. And those that understand it will benefit from it. And those that don't, will ruin their lives. So if you know anything about debt and income and all that stuff, it could definitely ruin you when you got compounding working against you. And what I'm talking about tonight is compounding working for you. So anyone can start their own business, but few understand that helping others become successful, it helps you become exponentially successful. They say to become a master, you must first learn how to do something, then implement what you learn, and then finally teach others. The teaching others is what makes you the master. You never find a person that never teaches somebody else. So you always got to teach others. Jim Rohn talks about this all the time. He would say that by teaching others what he's doing, he's learning more. And I can say for myself, as I do these calls and I help dealers on my team and I teach what I know to other dealers, it is cementing in my mind the success and the way to do it and the things that have made me successful over the years of being an AMSL dealer. So the three keys to begin geometric growth in your AMSL business is start by doing. That's number one. Number two, start by leading. And then number three, having the patience and vision to get to the part where the real growth happens. That's probably the most important thing, is having that patience. If you're not patient enough, you know, you got to your five customers and you say, well, heck, look, this business doesn't work. I got five customers and I should be done by now. And it just doesn't work that way. So I don't know if you've ever seen the napkin presentation. If anybody's been involved with network marketing, MLM, they draw little circles. They have a circle that's you, and then they draw a little line to three other circles, and then those three people sponsor three other people, and it's a pretty nice little geometric shape. Well, throw that out the window because it never works perfectly. The key is to keep sponsoring on a regular basis. Sponsoring three people and just sitting back and waiting for them to sponsor three and them to sponsor three, it does not work. You have to keep working at sponsoring in your business if you want your business to grow, and then finding a few that are also doing the same thing, because it never works perfectly where the three people you sponsor go out and sponsor three, go out and sponsor three, and then pretty soon, you know, you have 10,000 people in your business. It just doesn't work that way. So the key to do it is keep sponsoring on a regular basis. My personal goal is 2 to 3 new dealers every month. So that's 24 to 36 dealers, new dealers a year. Now, of course, over the years, I've maintained that. I do that on a pretty regular basis, year in and year out. As my average is 20 to 30 dealers, somewhere in that range. Of course, some have quit, some have kept going, but I just keep doing that over and over again. And then finding the dealers that want to work at the business seriously. Determine who those dealers are and offer your assistance, your advice, your leadership, and mentorship, and then you will see geometric growth in your AMSOIL business. You got to do this year in and year out over time, and it will happen. I guarantee it. So to learn more about this, I suggest reading a book called Beach Money by Jordan Adler and The 4-Year Career by Richard Brook. Get those two books, and it will help you understand more about how this works. Hope everybody has a great week, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. And good night, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Don't forget to register for the AMSOIL webinar. Good night.
Thanks, Mike.